Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vita Blue. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Vita Blue. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Almon. Batting third. The first baseman, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mario Ramirez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozzilli. The throw from May and he is safe. Mozzilli steals second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Blue. Washington moves to third. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stennett catches it and throws to first to double up Henderson. Two outs. Mario Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Lee Jackson pinch hits for Craig Swan. Roy Lee Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Pete Falcone now pitching. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. LeMaster moves to second. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Almond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LeMaster moves to third. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LeMaster scores. It's Giants, 1, Mets, 1. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Almond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Youngblood. The throw from May and he is safe. Youngblood steals second. Bill Almond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almond is 0-for-1 in the game. Almond hits a line drive towards the mound. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mozilli hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mozilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-1 in the game. Trevino hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mazzilli scoops it up and throws to first, with Falcone covering, for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mario Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone bunts towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. Ramirez moves to second. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mazzilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Youngblood moves to third. Mazzilli moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Morales reaches second base with a double. Youngblood scores. Mazzilli scores. It's 4-1, Mets. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into center field. North picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on North. Morales scores. Washington moves to third. It's 5-1, Mets. Tom Griffin now pitching. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-2 in the game. Trevino hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mario Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone is 0 for 0 in the game. Falcone hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Youngblood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ivy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivy is 0 for 2 in the game. Ivy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. LeMaster takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Tom Griffin. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LeMaster moves to second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 3 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 3 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mozzilli hits a line drive towards short. LeMaster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0 for 3 in the game. Trevino hits a fly ball into right field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 3 in the game. Ivey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Almone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 3 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. LeMaster strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.